These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to Qayshi Tapes. John Hewlett, the mighty Favaz. Again, an interview done by Favaz, and this one goes back to what time period?
1996, John.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah.
Starting to get some age to it here. That's 24 years ago. Good. Yeah. Good. I like the older ones.
It'll sound good. It's on digital audio tape, so it'll sound just like I did it yesterday. And I was with Darius Rucker, who's a very famous guy now, country artist, if you will. Mm-hmm. He's a decent golfer. I think the guitar player from Hootie and the Blowfish, they were headlining some kind of festival out at the Riverport Amphitheater, and that's when they were huge. I mean, you remember how Qayshi used to play Hootie and the Blowfish. She used to play them all the time. So anyway, I had a chance to interview him, and I sat down with him in one of the backstage rooms in the guts of Riverport, and we did it.
One time I was getting off a airplane down in Florida, and he was on that flight.
Yeah.
And he was waiting for his golf bag, his golf clubs, and his luggage right there. And I had to say hi to him.
Of course.
I did. But he
was he a nice guy?
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Episode 111.
Here from KC95 at Riverport. And with me here is two members from Hootie and the Blowfish, Mark Bryan on guitars. Mark, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right. And Darius Rucker, vocals and guitar and banjo? Or no, not banjo. He plays that. How you doing, Darius?
All right. How you doing?
So first, the most important question I have is, how is your golf game lately?
Actually, hasn't improved or deproved.
Deproved.
Now, do you guys get to play it quite a bit when you're on the road, or do you miss that, or what's up with that?
We just try to play on days off, when we can. And unfortunately, the beginning of this tour is so busy that even our days off are work days. We're doing tonight show and stuff coming up here soon, so we probably won't get any golf until like next week.
Yeah, and they do a lot of the golf charity things. And
yes,
the,
they do.
Pro-ams at various events, PGA tournament events and stuff.
I've seen them.
They're always called on, and they always show up. Why not? It's free golf.
Yeah,
with the best players in the world.
Yeah, you and I would do it too.
Heck yeah.
All right, congratulations on Fairweather Johnson, by the way. I just read today that it was certified for $2 million. Did you guys hear that yet? Did you? No problem. The cracked review.
They're very boring.
Well, we haven't got to the boredom yet, but we'll see. Yeah, I mean, they're just kind of, they've probably at this time, this Fairweather Johnson, I think, was the follow-up to Cracked Rear View. So they had done tons of interviews and they were big. And they were probably done with interviews.
Not to one up you, but when they were just starting to get big, I interviewed them here on the station.
Where is it?
As well.
Prove it.
I don't have the tape. If I do, it's somewhere lost in the basement.
Okay.
Somebody's going to have to listen to those tapes one of these days. I keep saying
that.
$14 million. When you guys made this other record, did you have a number in mind that you thought would be good, $2 million, $3 million, or whatever? Do you think according lines like that?
No, not really. You just put it out and see what happens. Just go out on tour and, do what you have to do. You don't really think about the numbers. That's for other people to talk about, really.
Did you say that the first album sold 14 million at that point?
I did. 14 million. That's huge.
Yeah. Wonder what those guys are worth now.
Well, let me look it up. Go ahead.
Just want to make a good record.
How is this record different from the previous one as far as the sound, as far as the way you guys did it? Was it more relaxed, more pressure? What was it?
Yeah, I guess we wrote a little differently than we used to, but I mean, just the process, but the actual way we just get together and jam was still the same, and that's what it's all about, and it was a lot of fun. And I think that since we've grown up a little and gotten to be better musicians and gotten to be a better band, that the songwriting ended up being a little more advanced than the first one for us, trying some unique and new chord changes, that kind of thing. And so we enjoyed it.
Now, I know Darius Rucker's going on to be a country star, but I think Hootie and the Blowfish are still a band whenever they want to pull them up. I mean, I don't think these guys are like at odds with each other or anything like that.
Yeah. No, I don't get that at all. Yeah. And I just looked it up very scientifically. He's worth $12 million.
Who is?
Darius Rucker.
Wow.
12. I thought it would be more.
I would think so, too.
That's what it is. Mm.
Were you guys afraid of overexposure? Because, man, you guys have been the biggest thing for like the last year and a half now, I guess. And when things really started happening last year.
The answer better be yes.
were you ever afraid of that at all?
No, you know, I mean.
Oh, come on.
Bull.
Yeah, because they were way overexposed. They got
hugely.
So much airplay for a year and a half.
Yeah.
It really, Casey probably shouldn't even have been playing them because that's they weren't really a Casey rock band. But we played them a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Get out if we had sold 100,000 copies, so we just wanted to do it, you know, just like we would want to do it. And, you know, overexposure is going to happen no matter what once you start selling records, I mean, you know, but you can't really worry about it. You got to do what makes you happy, and we wanted to go on tour and make another record, so we did.
You guys have done hundreds of interviews. Tell me what question or questions are you sick of the most? Mark, first.
Well, obviously, people asking us about the name, you know, because...
I purposely wasn't going to do that.
So that one, it just got asked so many times, and it was like, I know you know. Why are you asking? I know you've heard the story. So that one kind of got annoying. There's probably a couple other ones.
I forgot the story. What is it? Do you remember?
I don't remember it either.
I don't remember either. Damn it. You should have asked him.
Yeah, I couldn't at that time.
The name thing, really, you know, and that's about it. And the you know, were you guys feeling pressure when you made this record? That one's getting old too, you know, but, you know, it's, people have to ask, and you just answer it and go on with your day.
I think, you know, good. One of the things that has been true for us is that there's been no need to compare this new record to Cracked Review, because Cracked Review was a great record. We enjoyed making it and enjoyed the album. For that time, you know, that was 2 years ago, and a lot of the songs were 5 years old, and so that was a wonderful period of time for us, but we've moved on, you know, and that's why Fairweather Johnson's a whole new thing. It's us now, and so there's really no reason to compare the two records as far as sales, as far as anything else, because each one is a product of its time, and so that's where we are right now.
Have you guys got stuff written already that you may play in concert but is not recorded yet, or you're thinking about the next record or anything like that?
Yeah, we don't know when we're going to record it at all. But we definitely have talked about, God, I'm ready to go back in the studio again, you know, just because the process is so fun of getting together and writing, and there's no pressure like there is when you're on the road. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just that when you're in the studio, you just have this, you can get this cool groove where you're just jamming every day. And so we look forward to doing that again.
Right. Talking with Mark.
You want to know how they got their name? So their name is a conjunction of nicknames of two of their college friends, these guys right here. And it's Hootie and the Blowfish. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a, you know, a combination of the two or whatever, but that's how they got it.
Hootie and Blowfish.
Yeah.
That's from Hootie and the Blowfish. Darius, what, out of all the success and everything, what has freaked you out the most? What, in a positive and negative way, I guess, what has been the cool thing about having a record that sold 14 million copies? The
cool thing is, you know, being able to play with like John Hiatt and Nancy Griffith and Toad and Al Green and people like that, you know, and, you know, meeting a lot of really cool people that you've never gotten to meet. I mean, the bad thing, especially bad thing for me, is just that, you know, you don't get to do things that you used to do as freely. You know, you can't just go to the mall, and you can't just go out drinking with your friends. You know, because your friends won't go out drinking with you because you get hassled so much. So they'd rather just come over to the house and watch, you know, golf on TV and drink a beer and then go out to a bar. But, you know, that's the bad part. But, you know, that's not. I'll take it.
What about you, Mark? Because obviously Darius is out in front, so, and the singer always gets all the attention, all the interviews and stuff like that. You're in guitar. You're a little bit more in the background. What's it been like for you?
Well, the good part's been just being a musician as my career, you know, as something that I can call my job. And that's like a dream come true. It's an amazing thing that I can wake up every day and know that the only responsibilities I have that day are for my music. And that's pretty cool.
Or golf.
Yeah, well, I don't really consider that a responsibility. And then the bad thing's been, you know, being away from family and stuff for long periods of time is hard. You know, there's no way around it. But once again, like Darius said, I'll take it.
You guys started on the Aware record label, didn't you? Didn't you give them a song?
Yeah, Old Man and Me was on there from our Coochie Pop record. I was on Aware too. Aware's a cool organization, man. I like those guys.
Well, you're going to have a St. Louis band open up for you back, I think in September at Red Rock Stir. Are you familiar with Stir?
Yeah, I got a Stir t-shirt. I've heard a lot. Yeah. Heard those guys a lot. I like those guys. I think they're cool. All the Aware bands are cool, though.
Yeah, in fact, Stir's playing tonight at the Side Door downtown in St. Louis, and then they're going out for like a month and a half, and Capitol Records is releasing their record in the summertime, and they wanted me to tell you hello.
I guess they're playing with Jump Little Children, which is a band from Charleston.
Where was this interview done?
That was done at Riverport.
Behind the stage?
Yeah, in one of the backstage rooms.
Mm. Sounds like you're in their bedroom.
Well, thank you, John.
Not you. I mean, they sound like they're half asleep.
I know.
which is another great band too. So that's going to be a good show.
And then they're going out with Jaco Pierce for like the next month or something like that.
Very cool.
And that brings you, as the interviewer, that brings you down to the level too.
Yeah, you know, you, as you can see, I'm kind of like talking like NPR.
Yeah, if you know. if you got a real energetic subject matter, and you're up with them because they're having fun, you're having fun.
Right.
These guys are just so.
Oh well.
So, I guess I've asked you everything I needed to ask you and everything I didn't want to ask you because you've been tired of it so much. I just want to say congratulations on another great record. And Hootie will go on stage tonight, 9:30, something like that. 9:00. John Hyatt will open the show tonight.
Oh, John Hyatt, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
I like John Hyatt.
Yep.
Yeah. Used to see him in Mississippi Nights.
Yes, he does. Darius Rucker and Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish. Thanks, guys, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, there you go.
Yeah,
they're nice fellas. I didn't mean to. Yeah. You know, they're just low key guys. That's all. And you know, they've done very well for themselves because they are nice guys. You know, it's really helped them.
Well, and like I said in the interview, they were overexposed pretty much. Yeah. I mean, they sold 14 million records. They've done tons of interviews, so they were just kind of like
right.
And I was unfortunately brought down to their level. So.
Well, yeah, and there's doesn't seem to be much ego there either.
No, there's not.
That's another thing I guess you could say about them being low key, no ego. Just they were just a bunch of friends who happened to have a band that just took off on a debut record and was
College kids. They met in college.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
So yeah, it really turned out great for them.
Yep.
And nothing really much came after that first album.
Nope. That unfortunately that was it. You know, Darius has had a good career afterwards. He's hosted some country award shows, I believe, and. You know, he's made a couple records like that, but as far as Hootie and the Blowfish go, no, that was their big one.
Yeah. Yep. All right, that's it. This is episode 111 of the KSHE Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Hey, I'll see you on the radio.
Bye.
AMF.
The KSHE Tapes with U-Man and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.